Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're all very welcome as we gather here in Cane Park Parish Church this morning for our worship. And especially today, welcoming family and friends of Little Sophie, whose baptism we will celebrate as part of our worship. As you came into our building, you would have been handed the order of service, and it has a number of notices for the coming week in the life of the church, and you will also see that on the screens. When we're singing during our worship, we do have the words projected onto the screens. We have had one or two issues, and in particular this morning we're working with a different laptop, so you'll notice that I will announce the hymn number as well. So if you prefer to use the books, it's the purple ones that you'll see tucked in the front, the back of the seat in the front of you. I've been asked just this morning to highlight one or two things. We try and make sure all the notices are written down, but sometimes there's a need just to highlight things. For those of you who are in the strollers and the striders, that's the two walking groups in our church, there is a dinner planned, and I believe, I'm looking to David Miller to absolutely confirm this, but I think Sheila did with me. The date of the 22nd of November is not correct. The meal is now on the 29th. Definitely the 29th. Not the 22nd, definitely the 29th. All right? I'm also delighted to hear how well the God Question group is going on a Thursday evening. And it's been great that one of our elders, Tracy, has been able to be involved in that to quite some degree, along with George Lind. Simply to say to you, if you are part of the God Question group, it is not meeting this coming Thursday. It's having a week off this coming Thursday. There was something else I was going to... Oh, yes, I know what it was. One or two people have been asking me about the pilgrimage to the Holy Land. So if you can bear with me just to say one or two things about that. The pilgrimage is being organised through a company called McCabe Travel. And McCabe made all of the travel arrangements and booking arrangements for us, and they provide us with a guide who will be with us through the whole of our trip in the Holy Land. It's a venture at the moment between three churches, ourselves here in Cane Park, Neilston Parish Church, which is the church that I came from to come here, and also Bishopton Parish Church. It's not exclusively though for these three congregations. So some of you have said, oh, I've got a friend who'd like to come. Anyone can come. The brochures that I currently have are the ones that you need in order to pay your deposit, in order to secure your place. And we're hoping and encouraging people to pay their deposit over the month of November, because there is quite a lot of interest in the trip. So if you didn't get one of the brochures last week, I have more today, so please see me at coffee and I'll make sure that you get a brochure. And if there are any questions that anyone has about it, anything you're not sure about, if you'd like more information, please don't hesitate to ask me about that. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks to have a little gathering for half an hour to draw together interested parties so that we can talk about what the trip will involve. This week it was with sadness that many of us heard the news of the passing of Moira Neal. And I know that you've been thinking and praying for her and for her family. Just to confirm the arrangements for her funeral, this coming Friday we will meet here in the church at 10:15 in the morning for a service of thanksgiving for Moira's life. And thereafter, we'll move to Holmesford Bridge for a committal service at 11:30. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We worship God together in the singing of our first item of praise. It's number 189 in our books, and it's the hymn, "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord." The Holy One is here. As we gather here today, we are people of faith. We are people who are questioning on the journey of our lives. For some of us, we are here and perhaps we don't hold to a faith at all. But what unites us here is something that has brought us to this place. And my hope and my prayer is that it would be good for each one of us to be here. We're living in really turbulent times at the moment. None of us really quite know what the week ahead is going to bring in the politics of our land. In the week that has passed here in the life of the church, we've lost one of our most dear ones, and there is a sadness around that. I noticed some folk kind of smiling as this went on and off. The reason that this is going on and off is because our church building was broken into, and the equipment that we normally use was stolen. So we've got people trying to do the best that they can with what they've got. Life is not easy. Life throws all kinds of things at us. But the promise of the scriptures is this, of a God who loves us, a God who in his Son, Jesus Christ, has walked the ground that we walk, a Saviour who lived and died and rose again, that we might have life in all its fullness. We draw near to God in prayer, and we'll also join in the words of the Lord's Prayer as well. They should appear on the screen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this gathering of people here this morning. Each one of us so very different, but each one made in your image, loved and treasured by you. You are the God of all creation, but not a God who is far away and removed from us, but a God who in your Son Jesus Christ has come and walked the very ground that we walk. Lord, you know the routine of our lives. You know the humdrum of daily living. Lord, you are aware of the heights of wonder and joy in our lives, as well as the depths of misery and despair. This morning we come as we are, with all of our strengths and our weaknesses, with our hopes and our fears, with our faith and our doubts. We bring before you this morning our families, our friends, our neighbours, this community in which we live, this country that we inhabit. Loving God, through all that we do in this place this morning, may our lives be touched. May they be changed and shaped by this experience. As we listen, as we give and receive, as we baptize, as we obey your call in our lives, help us indeed to be still and know that you are God, that there is no one who falls outside the scope of your loving care, and you hold out your arms to welcome us here. And as your followers will be doing across this planet today, so now we join in the words that Jesus gave to his first followers, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's lovely to welcome you all here. And if you're visiting from any other church community, please do take the greetings of Kay Park back to your own church family and community, wherever that might be. One of the things that I say as a minister is that church is family. It is the coming God. And today, as part of that family gathering together for worship, we're going to baptise little Sophie. And she's chewing away on now. It's not Florence. It's Sophie, isn't it? So I was going to call her Florence the giraffe, and I thought that's not right. It's not. It's Sophie the giraffe. And any of you who have children or you've got grandchildren, you'll know what Sophie looks like, because she's not Sophie the baby, but Sophie the giraffe. Baptism is a sacrament in the Church of Scotland. That word sacrament means an outward sign of an inward change. In the water that we saw John pouring into the baptismal font there, there is nothing magical. It is simply water. It's a symbol. And in the act of baptism, we follow the command of the Lord Jesus Christ to go into all of the world, to teach people the good news of Jesus, to baptize them and to welcome them into the family of God. The water that we sprinkle on Sophie's head this morning doesn't make her a Christian. It is a symbol of that promise of her life given to God, and the hope and the prayer that we have as family and as church family together this morning is that as she grows into her life here in this church or wherever God leads her family, that she would know the love of God and that she would come one day to trust in Christ fully for herself. Jesus' words, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Through this sacrament, the Church affirms again its faith in Christ as Saviour and Lord. Through this act, we receive Sophie into the family of the Church. In a moment, I'll invite her family to come and join me here, and her parents will take vows on her behalf, and her godparents will be witnesses, as will we, of the promises that are made. And partway through this act, I'll ask you all to stand as a sign of our commitment to love this family, to welcome them, to pray for them, and to look after them within the love of God. Our baptismal party would like to come and join me. And I think maybe Ilsa and Rosa are coming to join us too, which is lovely. Great cousins. Are you able to come? And for this little bit of our morning, we need to be nice and quiet so that everyone can hear. You can cut. I don't know who you are, but you're really welcome to. This is another cousin, Finn. Thank you for joining us. That's really special that you're going to join us too. And so, two vows. And these are vows that I know you thought about and prayed about together, and the answer I do. Do you confess your faith in God as your Creator, Jesus Christ as Lord, and the Holy Spirit as guide and companion? Do you promise, with God's help, to teach your child through your words and actions the truths of the Christian faith, and to encourage her as she grows into the life and the worship of Christ's family here on earth? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this family here this morning. And we thank you for everyone gathered in this building. You have made us in love to live in love. And as those who have the care of young ones, we pray that you would always be guiding us. That you would be with parents and grandparents, godparents, aunties and uncles, sisters and brothers, cousins, and everyone who is part of family life, and also that wider circle of friends so important to each one of us. Grant to us wisdom, patience, persistence, but above all, grant to us love in all of our dealings with these As they look to us, may we be a model for them of your loving grace and forgiveness this day and always. Especially today, Lord, may we be reminded of the promises that we too have made to you and fulfill again our commitment to you. In Christ's name, amen. To grow and develop in all the different aspects of our lives, physically, emotionally, socially, spiritually, we need all of our family. I know that some of us were dressed up for Halloween. Is that what we call it? Halloween? Well, I'm not going to take that any further, anyway. But I know that part of family life is fun times like that, where we dress up, mum and dad dresses up, grand and grandpa dress up. Does that happen? I think grandpa had fun of keeping me on the night. I'm sure grandpa had fun. Anyway, we need one another. We need our sisters and our brothers. We need our cousins. We need our mums and our dads, our aunties and our uncles, our grannies and grandpas. We need everybody. And we also need our teachers and our nursery teachers and all the people in our community to love us and look after us. And so as a sign of our commitment to share in that life of our community, as you're able, please, can I ask you now to stand? Sophie's going to come, aren't you? Sophie Ferguson Smith, I baptize you today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you this day and forevermore. May your parents' love, the church's faith, and the Father's grace surround you always and bring you to maturity in Christ. This we pray. We're going to sing a blessing. And the blessing is the Lord bless you and keep you. But it's a different tune from the one that we usually sing. And the choir sang it to us the other Sunday. So the choir went together and I moved into this. And as you're able, and we're going to go and we walk around to see all of your family. And what we'll do, Alec, is we'll sing this and then if you can just play for us, because this we won't quite take your life.